SMS Cape Talk on 31567.
It is 25 minutes before 6 o'clock. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Jeremy with you through until 6 a.m. Afrika Milani on the way between 6 and 10 with Weekend Breakfast. As usual, we are speaking to her every fortnight now. It's Catherine Waldaal-Fourie, and she is a clairvoyant medium. So if you have any question for her this morning, maybe there's an area in your life that you are concerned about and you need clarity, Catherine will do her best to help you in that particular situation. You can send through your messages to 072-567-1567. You can send through a WhatsApp text or voice note to 072-567-1567. You can also send us through an SMS to 31567, or you can give us a call in studio live right now on 021-446-0567. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, good morning. We missed you last week. How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for being available to chat to us this week. Weekend, we truly appreciate it. Well, Catherine, as usual, we have messages that have come in already. People who need your assistance this morning. And of course, Catherine will do a live reading for you here on the radio. So only one area of concern in your life at the moment. We need your name, your surname, and your age. I'm going to start at the beginning. Let's see. Let's go to this first message that has come in. It is Jonathan van Niekerk, who is born on the 11th of June, 1972. And Jonathan wants to know about his finances.
Okay, Jeremy. So when I'm tuning into Jonathan's name, I actually get I'm drawn to the stomach. I know that seems nothing to have nothing to do with finances. I just get anxiety in the stomach area, or, you know, stressed. I just feel all the money flowing out. I actually feel he's going to move in a new direction, but it seems like having to travel or even think of going overseas. But he doesn't. It's like it's as though he doesn't want to do that. So that's what I'm picking up. So for me, something in his life is over, but he's not really ready to transition to something new.
It's like he's still holding on to what he would like to happen, but that purpose is done and he needs to move on and he needs to make peace with that.
Exactly. So, you know, sometimes we want to do something and we just can't, it served its purpose exactly, and we're clinging on in the hope that we're going to continue with that career, that job, but actually the spirit world has another purpose in store for us, or other lessons to be learned through something else. So I feel that he's also clinging possibly to people in a place. So you know, that's quite normal. You know, we are human beings and we like to stick with what is familiar and what feels safe. But I just get within him quite a lot of anxiety. So that is also blocking the energy. So it's natural to feel anxious if you have money worries and job worries. But somehow, I feel he needs to find a way to manage that, to release that so that he can actually step forward in confidence and faith.
Okay. Jonathan, hopefully that answers your question this morning. We have a caller this morning, Quinton in Kells River. Good morning, Quinton. What is your question for Catherine this morning?
Good morning, yes, Ben. Oh, thank you for getting so early up this morning, Ben. I've got like only 99%, well, lost 99% vision. I can't see mine in front of my eyes, in front of my face. And as a result, I've had a series of burglaries like on a daily basis, even in front of us, even in front of the Infolini police, and these people are still walking scot-free.
Okay, Quinton, I need you to ask your question. I'm sorry to interrupt. We can't talk about that issue. We've spoken about it before. But do you have a specific question for Catherine? You say you have a concern about your eyesight. What is your Catherine needs your date of birth?
Yes, it's 26/10/55.
Okay, she's listening.
Okay. Yes, as I say, I've lost my eyesight. I haven't spoken about this thing before, brother. This is something else completely not related to that, what we spoke about the last time.
Okay, so Okay, so Catherine will answer your question now. Quentin is born on the 20th. 16. Yeah, so he's concerned about his eyesight.
Okay, I'm not really getting much information about the eyesight, but I'm drawn to the chest area. So I don't know if he has any kind of pains or anything going on in the chest. I can get a bit of a burning sensation, like inflammation or something there. So I feel that that could potentially be an issue. I also get, I mean, that the security of this property is not very good because I just feel people can come in. So maybe there's not a lot of, there are not many barriers between the outside world, so the street perhaps, and actually getting in. It's almost, it's easy. I just feel I just climb over.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't feel that Quentin wants to move or, and strange, despite being upset by these burglaries, he's also quite relaxed. So he's, they're coming in and they don't actually necessarily plan to hurt him as well. So I feel they just want, like, oh, we know, they know him. I feel some of them actually even know him from the area. So that's also concerning. People who actually know you and then they come and take your stuff. That's almost worse than strangers taking your stuff.
Yes.
Or doing harm to you. I feel Quentin is actually reluctant to be taken out of this home where he lives. But someone, I feel like a younger female has actually offered to assist him or try to give him advice. And he's saying, no, I'm not doing that. This is how it is. I want to be here. And I'm not going to change that. The problem must go away. But I kind of feel that it is likely to continue to persist. I feel these people that are, they're living nearby or they know him or they walk by regularly. So it's very easy. It's like on the way to work, you just pick up someone else's shoes, you know?
Right.
Or, I like that bike over there. I walk past every day. I'll just cycle off to work on
yes,
that bike.
Yes.
So that is how it actually feels. So it's not even big crime syndicates even. I'm not seeing organized crime. It's very in the community.
Yeah. Okay. Quentin, hopefully that answers your question and gives you some clarity in terms of where you need to take action in your particular situation. An SMS coming in. My name is Sylvia. I'm born on the 16th of July, 1949. I would like to know about my future.
Okay. So let me try and connect to Sylvia's energy. First thing I'm getting regarding Sylvia is a connection to a child. So either there's a grandchild or a younger child. I feel she has a lot of hope for this child, but I also get a lot of sadness and worry. So it's possible that the parents of that child have got problems and Sylvia's concerned. But I feel Sylvia is very much wanting to care for the innocence of the child. I'm also seeing someone in spirit for Sylvia. She's looking up to spirit. It does feel like actually a man and a woman in spirit for her. So I feel that either the woman is shorter than the man or younger than the man or passed before the man or it could even be all of those. The man seems like he was quite strict or he wants Sylvia to do something quite quickly because I get him like tapping, saying, come on now, I'm like impatient and, you know, why haven't you done this? So it might have been like that in life or he's actually saying to her now, like, come on.
Yes.
You know, he could have been someone quick to anger, quick to get a little bit grumpy. But the woman I'm getting is very different.
Mm.
She's sweet and kind and might even have had a sweet voice. But there was something, she blocks out negativity, so there might have been a horrible person in her environment or she found quite difficult to deal with, but she still manages to focus on the positive or on caring for others. Very giving, very generous.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on. Sharon sent in an SMS to 31567. And just by the way, if you're joining us right now, we have on the line with us clairvoyant medium Catherine Valdolf-Ree. And Catherine is doing live readings for us on the radio this morning. All we need you to do is send your name, your surname, and your date of birth, as well as one area in your life that you are concerned about at the moment, whether it be finances, your love life, your business, your career prospects, whatever it is. And Catherine will do a live reading for you on the radio, okay? So you can also call in on 021-446-0567. You can send through an SMS to 31567, or you can send through a WhatsApp text or voice note to 072-567-1567. My name is Sharon. I was born on the 11th of the 9th, 1968, in Johannesburg. Current love life, please.
Okay. So as soon as I connected to Sharon's energy, I got a sense of needing to slow down, to reassess a situation. And I also got quite a lot of irritation caused by a man. So this to me actually felt like a younger man. That didn't actually necessarily feel like a love relationship. So I know she's asking about love. I actually feel there is someone that she has a lot of love for and has a lot of love to give. So I'm showing a big symbol of a large heart with Sharon. And I'm also showing that Sharon is a sensitive person who can be taken advantage of sometimes. Because I feel she's quieter and she sort of sits back, observes situations. And sometimes people take that as an opportunity to take a little bit more than they should, take advantage. And I'm showing someone who's a little bit insensitive around her. But Sharon finding it quite difficult to say anything about that, set boundaries. But inside, she's quite sensitive. That's not a bad thing. That just means she picks up on things and feels things strongly. But I also feel she's a little bit angry. She's like, how could you do that? That's so rude. You know? So in terms of future love, I just feel that the relationships are misunderstood, or because she's not making her true self known to a partner or potential partner, because she's quieter, more sensitive, standing back a little bit with a lot of love to give. So it's almost like she has to step out to reveal her true colors in a good way so that she can be admired and also not taken advantage of.
Okay.
Okay.
Another message coming through this morning, Catherine. Hi, my name is Nkosinati. I'm born on the 1st of the 1st, 1981. I would like to know about my health, please.
Okay, so I'm trying to connect to Nkosinati. I'm actually drawn to the face of this person. So it seems to me that there's some kind of congestion in the sinuses or in the third eye chakra. So that's where, you know, that's the energy center in the head area. So I'm needing to take deep breaths and kind of clear that block. For me, there's a block there that can affect vision, our clarity of thought, worrying over the money. So health is also connected to the first chakra, the base chakra, and that's health and money. So I just thought Nkosinati is going to have probably has issues in both areas of the life, you know, in terms of finance and health. I don't feel that Nkosinati is going to die or anytime soon. It's not a case of life. For me, it's not life threatening. It's just a case of feeling clogged and not knowing the way forward.
Okay. Let's move on to another message then. Good morning. My name is May Neto Borges. I'm born on the 13th of July, 1946. My hubby died suddenly 17 years ago. Now, it's not asking a particular question, but I don't know what you would pick up around that message, Catherine.
Okay. So when I'm hearing the name May Neto, and a husband that passed, I'm shown a man with quite broad shoulders, a bigger man, a man with quite a good sense of humor, but also someone who had worries, so took life seriously. I also felt that there was someone at a distance, so he might have had a relative or family or someone important at a distance. So this is what I'm picking up. In terms of mediumship, usually I will make a connection with that person that, you know, that person's asking about, but sometimes someone else will come through instead.
Right.
So only Maynetta will know that, but usually the person I'm reading for will, you know, will recognize, okay, well, you know, no, that's not my husband, that's so-and-so, if that's the case.
Right.
If I ask about the sudden death, he's going, no, put that down, let that go. It's no one's fault. not having sleepless nights over there. I just get a sense of sleepless nights or waking up, having sudden dreams or sweating at night. So it gets sort of like, oh, so it's either him or her, but I feel that it haunts us still, even 17 years later. And interestingly, this year, in terms of astrology, we are at a time in the month of August, coming into September, and in the month of, in the year 2018, where we're letting go, or we have the opportunity to let go of things that began in the year 2000. So she said he died 17 years ago. So this, to me, for her, is a cycle where she can actually be free to move on, and she is going to release, somehow release this attachment. And I actually also feel she might even feel she can move as well, so physically. So sometimes when we emotionally let go, we're never going to recover from a death, never going to get that person, but we can move on. I get a sense of offloading for her. And for me, it might even happen quite suddenly between now and the end of the year. So it's a complete cycle, a huge phase is over. And for a lot of people and listeners, they might have similar things in their life. So maybe someone came into their life in the year 2000. A person could have been troublesome. Maybe a partner became an ex-partner, became a pain, you know, something like that. Yeah. And now it's just this year where it's been cleared. It suddenly, all those problems are being cleared away or coming to an end. It could also be for someone or someone else I know. They bought a house. They had to buy a house to take it over from her husband's parents. Mm-hmm. And due to, you know, obligation and so on. And they had 17 years, 18 years of this obligation. And now they've sold that house now, and they're actually free to do what they need to do with their particular family. So that's the kind of thing. That's also quite positive for her about moving on, finally, and maybe trying to find some kind of peace with sleep will be a good thing for her.
Okay. Let's move on to the next message. I'm Terry. My date of birth is the 29th of July, 1970. I'm very unsure of my future and career. Can you help me, please?
Okay. So, Terry, I'm getting nerves. It's not even anxiety. It's like dread. So Terry, whatever path Terry is heading in, Terry needs to consider doing something else because it's like he doesn't want to do that. Go on that path. It's whatever's offered. You know, when you know only a certain type of work is available to you, but you can't stand the thought.
Right.
That's how it feels. So I just feel Terry has sort of almost down tools. Or it feels like even tools. Like, don't do that anymore. Just feel, why are you doing something that's making you miserable? That's what the spirit world are saying. That there is something else, but it's almost hidden behind a rock. So I get, go around the mountain. It could even be a physical mountain or Terry can't see it yet. Just navigate a little bit further. You know, when you go for a little bit of a walk and you discover something amazing, like a beautiful garden around the corner. It's waiting for Terry. That's how it feels. But Terry's like just going, no, it's not for me. There's nothing for me. And also that remember, our words and our thoughts create our reality. So we actually bring it on if we're thinking that way.
Yeah. Okay, another message coming in. Hi, I'm Buyelwa Mpepo, born in 1977 on the 15th of January in Alice. I want to know about my financial future.
Okay, so Jeremy, could you please repeat the first name of the...
The first name is Buyelwa.
Buyelwa.
Buyelwa Mpepo.
So as soon as I'm connecting, I get so much light and positivity coming out of this individual. So I feel if this is a lady, I feel she'd be very good at giving to others. I just feel any kind of professions like, you know, teaching or connecting with others through love and light will actually bring a lot of reward. I also feel money is coming.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling negative. I do feel that. That quite good money is coming, and it also doesn't really feel so much regular money. So I don't know if this is through a gift or an inheritance, but I do see, or even from someone who's going to be quite generous. So I'm not concerned about finances. So just have faith, keep the faith, and keep visualizing it coming.
Right.
And I also feel that this person is going to feel that it's a gift from God. Like, oh, really? Fine. Oh, wonderful. Really? It's for me? You know when you need money for something and you think, oh, hell, where's that going to come from? Or you might not say those words, but
yeah.
Think, oh, I've got that bill, that big problem, like a court case or something. And then you think, and then suddenly, in an unusual way, this money comes to you.
Yes, the solution
and
is there.
Like, well,
okay.
So yeah, that's how I feel. So yeah, I feel that this person is blessed and all will be well.
Okay. Let's go to our last message, unfortunately, this morning. Morning, my name is Krishna. I'm born in Oranjemund, Namibia, on the 19th of Feb, 1952, at 6 p.m. Want to know about my business future finances. We have an option to move, and I'm very unsure.
Okay, so in terms of the moving, I just get not yet. The first thing I get is not yet. So Christmas not ready, but that's because the time is not yet right. Something is not organized. So I do feel that our intuition is actually correct in the sense that maybe it's that the sale's not complete or it hasn't sold, or, you know, there might be something else where instinctively she knows, actually, I need to stay here until a certain point. This feels to me number three. So this feels like maybe even 3 months. I'm not getting it as 3 years.
Right.
But within a few months, I feel that she will feel that the storm is kind of over and she can now let this property go or this place. So I feel that the moving is quite a good thing, but I get chaos in her life. It seems like there's too much going on. It's a bit of a mess as well. So just getting all these things, and it's like, what should I attend to today, this week? Oh, my goodness. Like, so just maybe be a bit patient and try and sort things out one step at a time. It's also possibly even a big property as well. So it's psychologically letting go. I also get a link to a father figure or a man. So maybe that's why she's attached to this place, feeling bad about leaving or moving on. And maybe trying to find a way to find peace there is important.
Okay. So, as usual, our time with you always comes to an end so soon. Catherine Valdel-Furi. Catherine is the clairvoyant medium. Catherine, thank you, as usual, for being up this time of the morning and just being there for people and compassionately sharing your insights and your spiritual wisdom with people who desperately need answers this morning.